Welcome to the Ark Church Podcast. On here, you'll find all of our Sunday and Wednesday messages, as well as classes and special services. If you would like more information about the Ark Church, visit us at thearkchurch.com or download our app available to all app stores. Our heart for you is that you would live for God, grow stronger, and make a difference. Enjoy.
Let's just start. You have some notes here, but I wanted to start with Psalm 68, verse 19. It says, "Bless the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation." And the title of our message is Healing, a Daily Benefit, a benefit that God loads us with. He has benefits that He will just have for us every day. They're available to us, and it's ours for the taking and for the blessing that it will be to our lives. And it's always rich. And it's always just so what we need if we look to Him for His leadership and guidance and His answers through the Word of God. The loading with benefits, the God of our salvation, the Hebrew word here is so neat. I love it. Salvation in the Hebrew here in the Old Testament is Yeshua, which is what they call Jesus. In the Hebrew language, they call Him Yeshua. And it's the Lord is help. And He's the God of our help. He's the God of our deliverance. He's the God of our victory. He's the God of our welfare. So everything we need, we can receive in those areas, and He will enrich our lives and give us the answers we need. But He loads us with these as we receive them, and that's He supplies abundantly. As we read Scripture about, what Jesus did as He walked the earth, He had a full supply. He filled Peter's boat until it was sinking. He fed the multitudes, and they had baskets left over. And that's just how He is. He has more than enough always. He has more than enough healing. It's not just a little healing. It's not just barely getting by healing. It's fulfilling what you need for your body to be whole. And He's got that for you. So a daily benefit is what He has for us. So, and that word load, I love that, because if you have a picture of that, a load, that's a lot, isn't it? I mean, you just think about it. Everybody kind of knows what a load is. It's just a big, heavy bunch, just overflowing in your arms. So just get that in your heart about that's what we He has for us where healing's concerned. In Psalm 103, this is another one. He talks about benefits. He says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." There we go again. "Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases." And we go on, and there's some more. There's, He redeems our life from destruction, and that can certainly be healing for your body as well. He redeems our life from destruction. He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies, because that's just who He is. He's such a tender, loving, kind God who satisfies your mouth or your life with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Boy, that's a good promise. As you're growing older, your youth can be renewed. You don't have to be decrepit and run down. You can have your youth renewed through your faith in this word and receiving it. But I want to focus on verse 3. It says, "He heals all your diseases." All. We see that how in as we read the Gospels, when Jesus would meet people who had sickness, He would heal multitudes, and He would heal them all, and He would heal all that had need of healing. So the Bible, where Jesus is concerned, and all, is a real constant word when talking about Him and His blessing and His provision. It's just He doesn't leave anybody out. Nobody is left out. We can all have everything that He has provided. And the benefits, as He said, forget not all the benefits. When sickness attacks, don't forget He's a healer and He wants to help you and heal you. So if you have that daily walk of benefits, you know that if a sickness tries to attack you, to come upon your body, you don't have to have that. You can learn to push that off and say, no, that doesn't belong to me, because I am God's child. I am his possession, and that doesn't belong to me. So you can learn as you grow in this healing how to do that. I mean, if you're learning just, you know, elementary learning, it's, you know, you're going to get your healing, but you can grow to a place to resist these things, and they will stop before they even attach to you. So I know you want to get there. So just be consistent with how you're taught in here, and receive what you are being taught. Hold on to it, and allow the Lord to increase you, and you grow. Because I know I've walked in this for many years, and I never want to put it out there to where you have to be at this level. You can start at a place where, you know, okay, I'm not there yet. Well, that's okay. You can still get your healing. But you can still, because when I first started learning about healing, I didn't know when a sickness attacked me that I could immediately say, no, you're not allowed to do that. Get off of me now. I resist you and you have to flee. But I would receive my healing by faith, and I would be healed. So it might take, you know, a little while, it might take a few days, but I grew. And that's what you have to do with healing. You have to, with faith and the Word of God, you have to grow. We start off with as children, as little ones in faith, but we can grow. The Bible talks about great faith, and a person can get there. So just be encouraged. If you're not there yet, to say, ooh, well, that settled upon me. What do I do? Well, you just receive your healing for it and let the Lord lift it off of you. But anyway, this is healing class. It's a learning time. So we always want to include everybody at every level of faith. So I just needed to say that. Benefit. It's an act of kindness, and it's a gift. That was, as I looked that word up, an act of kindness. And I thought, that is such a depiction of Jesus. He is so kind. And these benefits that he has, these benefits that the Father has, it's just his kindness, just wanting to bless and to help his people. Let's go to Lamentation 3. It's right after Jeremiah, if you don't know where Lamentation is. Verse 21, it says, this I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. I love that. I will have hope as I recall these verses that I'm about to read to you. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. This is such a beautiful word. I'm going to have hope. I read these scriptures, and this is going to give me hope. A hope is an expectation. Things can change. Things can be better. Things can be, changed in my life to where, you know, I have answers from the Lord. But I have hope because the Lord's mercy, through the Lord's mercies, and those mercies are his loving kindnesses. When you read mercy in the Bible, that's what it means, loving kindnesses. And there again is that benefit, kindness. Think of him in that way. God is so kind and so good and so merciful. Oh my goodness, there's sometimes you just are overwhelmed with how gracious and good and kind he is when you think, well, I messed that one up big time. You know, why did I do that? Or why did I, you know, not do that right or whatever. But you ask for forgiveness and he's so kind and he cleanses us from unrighteousness and we can keep going forward. But his compassions don't fail. They are new every morning. Compassions are, it's a strong desire to alleviate suffering. He's a compassionate God. He wants to alleviate your suffering. No matter what your body, what's going on in your body, he wants to alleviate you of that. He wants to lift it off of you. And it can happen. Just absolutely. But it says that's a daily benefit. He said they are new every morning. The tender mercies, the compassions are new every morning. We start out with a fresh slate every morning. I hope that if you go to, you know, when you go to bed at night, if you've messed up during the day, that you ask forgiveness and you repent and let him cleanse you. That's a good thing, because we never want to keep any sin in our life. We never want to have unforgiveness because it causes bitterness, and it's just a mess from that point. Bitterness is just ruins stuff. So always go to the Father if you've messed up and just say, God, forgive me. And if you do it really quick, I learned when I was a young Christian, be quick to repent, be quick to forgive, be quick to obey. So you don't drag yourself around for a while and not, take care of what's necessary for your well-being spiritually. You deal with it quick because the enemy can get his toe in there. The Bible says don't give a place to the devil. And we do that, an open door to him, if we don't ask forgiveness and if we don't forgive. So that's extra. I didn't have that in my notes. But it's good. Because it's the word. Okay, healing is the Lord's kindness made available to us, a daily gift offered. All right, he's faithful to heal as we believe and receive that benefit. I love that word. I really hadn't focused on that. I mean, I've read the scripture. This Psalm 103 is one of my favorites about the benefits. He daily loads us. I mean, we don't forget his benefits. He forgives all of our iniquities. He heals all of our diseases. I just have always loved that, but I haven't really focused on the benefits. And I'm really thankful that the Lord led me to that because it just, his love and his kindness, we need it all the time. We need to know that he loves us, he cares, because the world out there and people out there can treat you awful. They really can. And you think, dear goodness, you know, that's not nice. But you can't control how people behave. But you know that he's kind. The Lord's kind. Always run to him. You're kind, Lord. He's told me that before when I felt very unloved. He told me, aren't I enough? And I thought, ooh, yes, you are. You're enough. When we feel unloved or we feel treated wrong or we have been treated wrong, like I said, forgive, but also know that he's kind. The Lord's kind. Go to the one that's kind and say, I need to get close here with you. I need to snuggle up and let you just wash over me with your care and your love, your compassion. You will alleviate that suffering. He's so good. He's our answer for everything. We need to learn that. He's our answer for everything. All right, it's so important for you to settle in your hearts and minds as his child that healing belongs to you. It is something that he purchased for you, and it's been paid for. Jesus paid for it when he went to the cross. He had the stripes placed upon his back for our healing, and it says that he lifted it off of us. He did it. Our position is to receive that provision of him lifting it off, and he carried it. He carried it. It reminds me of in the book of Leviticus. I don't know if you've read there, but the scapegoat in Israel. When the sins of the people, they would do this once a year. The priest would take their hands and take representing the sins of the people and lay their hands on the head of the goat. It's called the scapegoat. And they would send that goat out into the wilderness. So he lifted the sins of the people and carried them away. And this is what Jesus has done with your sickness. He's lifted it off of you. He carried it far away. And I always say this in my thinking is to a far distant place. They're gone. I'm not going to see them anymore. And it's good to see that image. Whatever you're dealing with in your physical body, it is really good for you to see it lifted off of you and carried away to a far distant place. So it's off of you for good, never to return. Because there is a scripture in Nahum 1, 9 that says the affliction shall not arise a second time. So that's another promise that we have that, no, you're not coming back. Because sometimes the devil will try to put something back on you. But you say, no, that's been carried to a far distant place and you're not returning. You're not going to be able to put that back on me. So there's just everything is covered in here. Everything is taken care of for our lives in here. We have shared scriptures in this class that have shown that it's his will to heal us. And I just mentioned Isaiah 53:4 about he paid it with the stripes placed upon his back. But in the Gospels, excuse me, in Matthew 8:3, it's talking about the leper. The lepers came to him as if you are willing, you can make me clean. So, and Jesus said, I am willing and be clean. So we have emphasized that in this class, that it is his will to heal you. In Matthew 8:7, the centurion's servant wanted Jesus to heal his servant. And Jesus said, I will come and heal him. And then in the paralytic in Luke 5:17, the power of the Lord was present to heal them. So that power is available to us today, because anytime you need healing, the power of God is there to manifest the healing virtue and the healing to your body. Anytime, you don't have to have hands laid on you, which we will do that in a few weeks, and you can have that done if you want. But this class is to teach you how to walk in this, how to live this way, so when you have sickness through life, that you don't need to run to somebody and have them lay hands on you, that you can go right there knowing that you can receive on your own and be free. It's such an amazing thing that the Lord has done for us. But the power of the Lord is present to heal, because the Spirit of God is here. He's in where you are. He's here tonight. But he is there, available, and that's where the power comes from, is from his Spirit that manifests a healing in our bodies. So know that it's always available. All right, the multitudes came to Jesus, and he healed them all. We see that in Acts 10:38. It said he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And we found out that the oppression of the devil is a cruel treatment, harsh treatment, and it's somebody trying to exercise control over you. And that's what sickness tries to do. It tries to exercise control over you so that you're not free to be, to live life, you know, free from pain, free from misery, free from just having a, you know, just struggle. That's what oppression, that's what sickness is. It just tries to keep you under. So Jesus went about in healing all that were oppressed. So he's still the same healer today. He hasn't changed. So anytime you need healing, he's there. He wants to heal you. He wants you to receive your healing and be free. And he still has a full supply. I like that word load. He daily loads us with benefits. A full supply of healing is there for us every day, a daily provision. In 1 Timothy 6:12, Paul wrote to Timothy and said, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold of eternal life. Fight the good fight of faith. I heard a minister say one time, he said, the fight of faith is the only fight that we need to be fighting. And it's a good fight, because it's a fight you win, because faith wins. Faith will win every time. It will not fail. It will not. It's a portion of God's faith. He gave us faith to be born again, and so he didn't rip that out of us once we were born again. We still have it in us, and we can develop it, and we can cause it to grow. And like I said, Jesus said a couple of times to people, not too often, two times, great is your faith. Great is your faith. And those weren't Jews. You know, it was a Roman and a Canaanite woman. I thought, ouch, Jewish people, where's your faith? But he, you know, wow, he dealt with some things that were really difficult. Sometimes I think about what Jesus went through if I'm feeling sorry for myself about some of my little struggles with something. I think, oh, this is nothing. What you dealt with the opposition he had through life, and he just kept on going and being obedient to what God had called him to do and purposed him to be on this earth for. All right, Zoe is what eternal, it says, lay hold of eternal life. Zoe, that's the word Zoe, Z-O-E, and it means God's highest and best. Healing, wholeness for our physical bodies is God's highest and best for us. He wants us free. He redeemed us from the curse, set us free. That's what redemption is. It's
being redeemed. The curse was all involved, every sickness and every disease that's not even written in the book of the law. But there's a bunch that were in there too, or that were written. And it is just a lot of ugly stuff. But he said, even this is really bad. But even if there's anything that's come, you know, been named since that was written many years ago, and there has been. There's all kinds of new diseases and things that just keep popping up. But he's paid for those too. He redeemed us from those too. We are free. So what we need to do is receive our freedom and walk in that victory that he has for us. I love that word victory, and that's one of the things that is a part of salvation that I read in Psalm 68. The God is our victory. He's a God of our victory. That's a win. You know, victory's good. Don't you like to be on the winning team if you were on a sports team, which I wasn't because I had no sports talent at all. But I cheered for them. I cheered for the team to win, and we won some. We did. But victory's good. And that's the word. That's a word from the Lord. Victory is his word, and he wants us to win every time. All right, we lay hold. This is fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. So laying hold of, can you kind of envision that? To, you know, you reach and grab it. It's not just a passive thing. It's an aggressive thing. I'm taking this. This has been provided for me. I'm taking it. And the only one that's trying to keep you from taking it is the devil himself. And Jesus defeated him, and you can put him on the run by just resisting him, but you let him know, no, you're not keeping this from me. Jesus paid for this for me, and I'm going to have it. Lay hold, you know, be strong. Be strong. Take what's yours. But lay hold is trusting in his word to get the healing working in your body so that you walk free. Faith is being convinced, confident, and persuaded. And these little thoughts came to me. I thought, I think that was from the Lord. Because faith for healing, I've got it on your notes. Being convinced that God's word is true. Do you believe that? God's word is true. You know, I've mentioned this before in this class. I used to do this a lot. And every now and then I still do this. And I'll just say that God's word is true and I believe it. It helps you say that. It's a confidence that really is stirred up in you. God's word is true, and I believe it. And there could be some ugly things trying to make you think that's not true. That's a lie. Because God's word is true, and I believe it. But faith for healing is also being confident that God will do what he said he would do. And boy, is that true. There's no greater one that keeps his word than the Lord. You know, I really think it's important for us to keep our word, because if we keep our word, and I see that not a real strong thing in some areas that I've dealt with different ones with people. I thought, but you said this and you didn't do that, so you're not keeping your word. But as far as we're concerned, we should really try to keep our word. Not only is it not, I mean, it pleases the Lord and it's the right thing, but it will do something in you about knowing God will keep his word. I can keep my word. Well, God's certainly going to keep his, because there's nothing in him that can fail. There's nothing in him that's a lie. He will keep his word. Be convinced of that and confident. And then being persuaded that if I believe and receive, I will have healing. You know, he didn't make it hard. We just believe him. God's not a man that he can lie. This word is true, and I believe it. And then you just receive what he provided. And he provided healing and health and wholeness for you. So it's not hard. It's just very simple. You know, the Bible talks about the simplicity of the gospel. So it's not like these technical things you have to deal with today. Dear goodness, you get it working, and then they update it, and you think, what are you doing? I just got that. And so anyway, but they're going to do what they're going to do, so you just have to, the Lord will help us. He's helping me really be okay with that, because it can be aggravating. You think, no, that is not supposed to change? Well, God doesn't change. He's always, this is a sure thing here. So we can trust him to always do what he said he would do in his word. All right, I love that he calls us children, because that's what we are in his sight. We are children in his sight. We can be more, have more of a maturity in our spirit and be, you know, not a little child in our spirit, in our faith. But as far as the Lord looking on us as his, in his family, we are little children and we are sheep. We are sheep, and boy, do sheep need help. They really do. Sheep need a lot of care. So I love those two analogies, that's what he refers to us. So we are his children. I think of being a child and having something, thought about the load of benefits that we have from him. I thought about as a child at Christmas, when we would go to my grandpa and grandma's, they had a huge table. And it was loaded with food. We didn't normally see that. It was like we sat down at a table and you were served a plate of food. But at Christmas, everything was just loaded, and especially the sweets and the candy and stuff and the baked goods. And it was put out for us to enjoy, but we could go back and get some more. And we ate that and made ourselves sick at our stomachs, and we could go back and get some more. And I think about that, the Lord's table, because in Psalm 23, verse 5, it says, he has prepared a table before us. So we have a table that we can go and take from, get some healing. You know, I don't care if it's a cold, if it's a, you know, hurt toe or something. Go get some healing from that. Don't let anything slip. Get a healing for everything. It'll help your faith to be encouraged to believe for something bigger if something bigger comes. Just believe for the little things and just get it moving in you. Get it moving, because healing, you'll always need it. I am about to turn 79 years old, and I've been saved a little over 50 years. So you need healing all your life. So just if you're young, praise God, you've got many years before you, but grab a hold of healing now. And if you have children, grab a hold of healing for your children, because you're going to, you know, be a blessing for them to take the healing that you've learned about and minister it to them, and God will honor your faith for them. He really will. Now, when they get to be a certain age, God will expect some their own faith. But you can always agree with them, and help them with your faith. But they will have to grab hold of it themselves at some point. But just take from that loaded table. Because healing is on that table. All right, in Romans 10, I'm going to read this out of the NIV, Romans 10:10. If you want to turn there in your version of your Bible. But it says, for it is with the heart or the spirit of man, the inner man, when it talks about the heart there, that you believe and are justified, and it's with your mouth that you confess your faith and are saved. I like this translation. I think it's very clear and simple. But the word saved there is sozo. It's the Greek word for saved and includes healing. And I've been teaching on sozo. I have one more class, but it's been a delight to dig into the provision of our salvation. It's not just we're going to go to heaven someday. It is so rich and full and amazing. And healing is a part of that. Healing and a cure. It's also the word cure is a part of that as well. So if you have something that needs a cure that has just been, you know, kind of ongoing, it's like, I need this. It's been gone. It's just moving in your body. It's like, I just need not just relief. I just need a cure for this, that it just totally is out of my system. So all of these things are, like I said, it's done by faith, but it's also your attitude about it. Like, this is an enemy. This is nothing that belongs to me. I don't, you know, this is nothing that blesses my life. And our salvation is nothing but a blessing. It's not that we will never have challenges. It's not that you ever have things that you have to deal with in life. Dear goodness, I mean, we're going to have that until we leave this place. But there's an answer. There's always an answer, because as saved people, we have everything provided. We just have to use our faith to to learn about it. We learn about it, and then we receive it. So I know this last Sunday I taught on Psalm 91, because a part of our sozo, our salvation, is protection. And Psalm 91 is just a huge blessing from the Lord to receive and cover yourself and your family with that protection of Psalm 91. And it's amazing. It is amazing. And he wants to do that for us. And it's a daily benefit to our lives. All right. Mark 11:24. Jesus is speaking here. He says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them." This is actually the first scripture that I learned after I was born again. I began to listen to a man on the radio who taught about healing and faith. And this is one of the things that the scriptures that he really emphasized. And I was such a baby bird. I had my mouth open like this, you know, spiritually, and just like, "I'll take that," you know. And I began to do this in my life as a young Christian, and God was so faithful to begin to show his answers, because I believed that I received them. I'd find the scripture and I would just say that, "I believe that I received this. Thank you, Lord." And just believe, okay, I have it. And it would come. It would come. I had to learn to be patient, and that's a part of our faith. Through faith and patience, I have that on your paper, I think, as well. But through faith and patience, so you inherit the promises. I mean, you can inherit them. And that's what sozo is. It's an inheritance. That's where salvation is. It's an inheritance. It's something that we are to have operative in our lives as his children. But believe that we received. I just listed seven things here that hopefully will help you. And number one, take the scriptures that you've heard in this class or you've read in your Bible about healing. We're focusing on healing now, but this will work for other areas. Believe that God's word is true. You can say, "I believe this is true. I believe it. God's word is true. I believe this." Confess healing belongs to me. It's a provision. And Jesus even told a little Canaanite woman that healing and deliverance is freedom, basically, is the children's bread. I studied that one time, and it is so, I just love to dig into these words. They make the words so much richer. But I thought, I'm going to look at what bread, and what it says, the whole loaf. Isn't that neat? You don't just get a piece of bread, you get the whole loaf. I thought, wow, is God generous or what? But it's our bread. It covers everything that we would ever deal with healing. But healing belongs to me. Number four, ask in prayer and believe that you receive your healing right then. And you would say this, using your mouth, confess with your mouth. As Romans 10 said, you believe in your heart, you speak it with your mouth, and then you say, "I believe that I receive my healing for," and then you name what you're believing for, whatever you're believing God for. I don't care if it's been there for a long time. The Bible says, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes, and there's nothing impossible with God. So don't be cheated. If you've had something a while, don't be cheated. Just say, "Well, I've had this a while, but it doesn't matter. God's power can wipe this thing out in a heartbeat. And I believe that I receive healing for," and you fill in the blank. And then number five, it says, "I confess that I have received my healing," not feel my healing. You don't feel your healing. You believe you receive it by faith. Faith is not a feeling. Faith is believing. It's trusting. I believe this word. It doesn't matter what I feel right now. That's not a part of my faith. That's not a part of believing. That's when you need something, you don't go by feelings at all. Number six is, "I have it now." You're not waiting on something. "I've got it. I've got it." And then number seven, "I believe that I'm healed." So you've got to believe you got it before anything changes out here. You've got to believe. That's faith. If you keep looking for something to change out here, then you're distracted and you're not in faith. And if you're not in faith, all you have to do is say, forgive me, Lord, I'm not in faith about that. I repent. I'm going to get in faith. I believe I receive it now. And it doesn't matter how I feel. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what the symptoms may be saying. Your word says that I am healed. You lifted this off of me and carried it to a far distant place. You set me free. You redeemed me from this. So it is so and it is true and I have it. I have it now, Lord. I trust you. I trust your word. Oh, that pleases the Lord. That pleases the Lord so much. And he's right there waiting to move. And he moves then. Our part is just what we went over here. Number one action to releasing your faith is saying, like Romans 10:10 says, with the mouth confession is made unto your healing. It's made unto your provision. It's made unto your protection. You have to use your words to get that faith moving. I believe. I'm saying, by the stripes of Jesus, I have been healed, so I've got it. Receiving and saying that you have it is your part. And when you don't see anything, that's the time for faith. And you stay there. You don't quit. You just don't quit. Say, no, your word is true. And it's a fight. It's a fight of faith. Just say, no, I'm not quitting. God, your word is true. I mean, there have been some times that in my, walking healing, I mean, you just have to be stubborn. Just have us have a stubborn faith. I'm not being denied because I know this word is true and I'm not quitting. And just hang in there, guys, because God will do his part. He'll step in and he'll move and you'll be so free. But until that happens in the realm where you can see it and feel it, you've got to believe it. You've got to believe it's done. I believe that I have received, so I have it by faith. So all of this out here, it'll change, but that's not my part. God's real good at his part. I can tell you that. I mean, there have been some times that I went to bed with such pain and misery, woke up the next morning and everything was gone. I mean, he can move so quickly, but you keep standing and you keep believing and you keep confessing this word. I believe I received. Your word is true and I believe it. Then Hebrews 6:12 says, of course, through faith and patience, we inherit the promise. And there's that little word, patience. That's something that can be a challenge. But just bite your tongue if you want to say something negative. Don't undo your faith. Don't undo your prayers with words that are just contrary to what you believe. Just keep your mouth closed. Keep your mouth shut. The Bible says death and life are in the power of the tongue. And it is so true. In James, it talks about our tongues can take us somewhere. It's like the bridle on a horse or the rudder on a ship. It's going to take you somewhere. And your tongue can take you to healing. It can, absolutely. I just believe we're just going to have so many testimonies in here. We've got one sitting right here with Richard. Healed of cancer a few years ago. He's held on to his healing, and God's just using him and his wife to minister in other countries. I mean, the Lord is, praise God, Richard believed God, and he gives God all the glory. I know he does. But that's what we have to do. It's not us. It's not our wonderful things that we do. It's him. He gets all the glory. He is such an amazing Lord and God, such a beautiful Savior, and he loves you so much, and he wants you free. Colossians 2:7 says we are told to abound in our faith with thanksgiving. It's an expression of your faith. It says that we believe we have what we prayed for. And when a symptom is felt, a pain or something that is uncomfortable, give thanks to God. Thank you, Lord. Not for that. Thank him. Healing's working in me. Praise God, I'm healed. It's so good to be free, Lord. It's so good to be free. Thank you for setting me free. Because that's what your faith is going to decree, and that's what your faith is going to see results. That's when your faith is going to see results. You just don't quit. And then the seeing will come. And that's a delightful day when the seeing comes. If you go to the doctor and you say, what happened? I can't find anything. There's nothing wrong with you. Well, you knew it all the time once you believed God. Like, it can't not change, because the faith will work there and the power of God will move. So we thank you, Father, for that power. We thank you, Lord, just as a woman with the issue of blood, she connected with you, Jesus, with her faith. She said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be made whole. She touched your clothes, and virtue, the power of God, went out of you, Jesus, to her, and it affected that healing and a cure. And she was free. And that's what you have for all of us. The daily benefits is for all of us. We can be free and free and freer, Father, until we just absolutely have nothing to say but, oh, dear Lord, I live in victory. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, we praise you. And I pray for these that have come tonight. And I just thank you so much, Father, for their hearts, for healing, that they want to experience all that you have for them. And I pray, Father, that they have been encouraged. And, Lord, that they will see the end to all of the things that they have dealt with where healing is concerned, and that they will have that victory that you have for them. This is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us. We hope this message has blessed you. Don't forget to check us out on all the social platforms. We're uploading encouraging content on a regular basis. For more information, go to thearcchurch.com. Have a great week.